right.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Minnesota's Brooklyn Park police were seen searching the Edinburgh golf course for evidence on Friday in connection with the shooting death of Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark. Their home is next to the course. Golfers John Markgraf, Mark Ashton, and Tom Prosser were playing around when police were on the course. They tell KTSB the case is heartbreaking.
Oh, sadness.
I just
feel tragedy.
Yeah,
it's just total disbelief.
I'm horrified that they can actually try to, it might intimidate a lot of other people to not follow their heart and mind and have to follow someone else's rules.
Well, not everyone is dreading the extreme heat this weekend. This man in New Jersey's Asbury Park says he waited months to finally get to this weather.
I've been going in the water anyway, and I love summer, and I'm patient enough to have it come along. And I appreciate the days when it's not like perfect because it's a little quieter for the locals, you know.
This is ABC News. More than 100 million Americans on alert as extreme heat blankets the nation this weekend. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says his city will have additional resources available, like cooling centers, as temperatures are expected to soar into the 90s Saturday with a heat index of 100 to 105. Johnson stresses the importance of checking on neighbors.
We are 1 month away from the 30-year anniversary of the 1995 heat wave, the deadliest heat wave in American history. We lost more than 700 Chicagoans. Most of them were the elderly and the poor.
There has been some concern about gas prices amid rising oil prices related to the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Here's ABC's Will Reeve with the latest data.
Right now, the average price of gas is $3.20 a gallon, but AAA says summer gas prices are the lowest they've been in 4 years and 24 cents per gallon less than this time last year.
I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. There is a heat advisory from noon tomorrow through 9 p.m. Sunday for the entire WRCO listening area. Heat index values could reach near 105 during the afternoons and hold near 80 at night. Please drink extra water, stay in the shade and air conditioning, and check on your neighbors. For tonight, few clouds, warm and muggy with a low of 75. Winds will be south 10 to 20. Turning windy, hot and humid tomorrow, abundant sunshine with a high of 95, winds will be southwest 15 to 25, and clear and uncomfortable with high humidity tomorrow night with a low of 76, winds southwest 20 to 30. Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny, the winds are north-northwest at 5 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 88 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. It's officially the first day of summer and the longest day of the entire year, meteorologist Brittany Merlo explains.
The solstice means that the Earth's tilt is closest to the sun, so we get to enjoy 15 hours and 22 minutes of sunlight. Sunset won't happen tonight until around 8:40. And of course, the day summer starts varies from year to year because it's based on an astronomical event and how long it takes the Earth to orbit the sun. Speaking of the sun, did you know that the core, scientists say, is 27 million degrees Fahrenheit? I'm just trying to make you feel a little bit better about the 100-degree heat index headed our way this weekend. It's gonna be steamy. With scorching sun, don't forget to hydrate and wear sun protection.
A new report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found Wisconsin gets less funding per resident from the federal government than almost any other state. The report, based on 2022 federal tax data, found that Wisconsin ranked 41st in the country for the amount of federal funding received per resident. In total, the state received an average of a little less than $15,000 of federal funding per person. While Wisconsin ranks towards the bottom of that list, experts are still warning that further federal budget cuts could have a significant impact on the state. A new study shows just how much money you need to live comfortably in Wisconsin. It's important to know what living comfortably means. According to Smart Asset, that includes paying your bills, having adequate housing, and being able to afford hobbies. The occasional vacation in a rare emergency. In Wisconsin, to make that happen as a single person, you need to make $87,000. For a family of four, it's about $225,000. That means Wisconsin is actually one of the cheaper states, coming in at 37th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is celebrating National Eagle Day today and the 85th anniversary of the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act. Bald eagles have made a recovery in our state thanks to a combination of the national ban on the pesticide DDT, added state and federal protections like the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act, river cleanups under the Clean Water Act, and Wisconsin DNR nest monitoring and protection with support from the Endangered Resources Fund. You can support the next species comeback in Wisconsin with an Endangered Resources license plate. Revenue has played a role in funding DNR conservation work for more than 400 wildlife species and 300 plant species listed as endangered, threatened, or special concern. The DNR's Natural Heritage Conservation Bureau works across the department and with partners and volunteers to locate, protect, and manage native plants, animals, and Wisconsin's natural communities, from the common to the critically endangered. Endangered Resources license plates, along with tax form donations and state matching funds, have accounted for as much as 40% of funding for endangered species conservation in some years and have supported the recovery of bald eagles, trumpeter swans, and other species while preventing hundreds of other species from vanishing from Wisconsin. The 44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast will be held this Sunday from 7 until 12:30 at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park. There are a couple reasons the event is held annually. Carl Baller is an organizer of the event.
We do this just appreciation of the dairy farmers. It's just more of a meet to greet, meet old friends and meet new ones. But it is also a money maker where we put it back in the community in all different ways. Someone has cancer, we give them gas cards, help a group up at the school, or people that are in need of something, fire, and different functions, we just help them out.
The menu includes pancakes, scrambled eggs, sausage, hash browns, donuts, mixed fruit, cheese, milk, coffee, and orange juice. Requested donation for the meal is $10 for adults and $3 for children 10 and under. Besides the delicious breakfast, there will be many activities.
Starting out Sunday morning, from 7 to 9:30, we got the little German band. And then from 9:30 to noon, we got the Warner Creek Bluegrass Extravaganza. The FFA will be doing egg awareness activities, displays, petting zoos, some contests going on. The Hillsboro Hotshot 4-H, they'll be serving ice cream. Hillsboro Equipment, they'll have some tractors and big machinery on display.
There will also be crafts, a flea market, and a farmer's market, as well as local area queens in attendance at the 44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast Sunday from 7 until 12:30 at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park. Richland Center Free Methodist Church will host a concert of worship featuring two guest musicians Sunday during its morning worship service at 10:30. Tim Ward serves as the pastor at the Free Methodist Church.
The first one, her name is Katie Maples. It was Katie Kennard when I knew her. But she's gotten married, has a really special little boy now. And so she's, one of them is going to be coming. And the other one is, her name is Allie Crummy, and she's the one from Des Moines. They have composed most of their music themselves. It's kind of easy listening Christian rock. I call it acoustic rock. They do most of it on guitar that they play as well as keyboards. But it's not a heavy rock. It's easy listening. But it's also a lot about what their spiritual walk has been like. Many things that they sing about and write about are experiences that they've gone through in their walk with faith. Some of it is just kind of simple worship through the eyes of a child. Like one of the songs that Katie Maples does is called God of Fireflies. And it's just the idea of the simple worship that a child experiences when they're outside in the damp grass, running barefoot through the grass and the lawn and watching the fireflies light up and just marveling.
Allie Crummy performs a song titled You Won't Abandon Me.
Just kind of this idea that even when we walk away and do things, you know, God is going to be there for us and help us through those.
If you can't make it Sunday morning for worship, a lawn concert will be held at the church Sunday night at 5. All are welcome.
It's kind of exciting to bring this to Richland Center. We're wanting to do this as a community outreach, just not for the church, but just for Jesus and for letting people know that God is love.
Bring your lawn chair Sunday night or come to worship Sunday morning at the Richland Center Free Methodist Church and enjoy the testimony and music of Kathy Maples and Allie Crummy. A love offering will be held at both events for their expenses. It's Pollinator Week. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages you to help native pollinators year-round with a few simple lawn care habits. Most of Wisconsin's pollinators are bees. Wisconsin has over 400 native species, including 20 bumblebee species, butterflies, and moths. Wisconsin's pollinators also include hummingbirds and some beetles and flies. These animals and other pollinators visit flowering plants and transfer pollen from flower to flower. This practice helps plants grow fruits and seeds and encourages genetic diversity.
At A&W in Boscobel, they know what it takes to make a bacon cheeseburger. After all, they invented it back in 1963. This mouthwatering classic features a 1/3-pound double burger made with 100% U.S. beef, topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. Guests can make it a combo with delicious sides like cheese curds, coney dogs, or onion rings, and top it all off with a frosty mug of fresh-made A&W root beer. Located right on Highway 61 in Boscobel, A&W is still serving up the signature flavor and small-town charm, one burger at a time.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Fred Hostler, 93 of Waseca, died May 12th in La Crosse. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel Saturday from 9 to noon. Burial will be at the Bagley Cemetery with military honors. In lieu of flowers, donations to Sugar Creek Bible Camp or St. John's Lutheran Church are appreciated. Fred Hostler, 93 of Waseca. Lorraine Ann Schramm, 87 of Lone Rock, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Button Cemetery in Buena Vista Township. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 8:30 until the time of service at 11. Lorraine Ann Schramm, 87 of Lone Rock. Richard N. Hackle, 83 of Muscadet, died June 9th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church, with military rites to be provided by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Saturday from 9 until the time of departure to the church at 11:45. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Muscadet Fire or EMS. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Richard N. Hackle, 83 of Muscadet. Jeanette C. Slade, 75 of Madison and formerly of Boscobel, died May 6th at home. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel Sunday from 1 until 3. Burial will be in the Waseca Cemetery. Jeanette C. Slade, 75 of Madison and formerly of Boscobel. Stanley Miller, 81 of Avoca, died today at home. Funeral services will be held Monday at 10 at the Pleasant Valley Amish Mennonite Church, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Pleasant Valley Amish School Saturday from 6 until 8, and again Sunday from 2 until 4 and 6 until 8. The Pratt Funeral Information Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Stanley Miller, 81, of Avoca. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51, of Spring Green, died unexpectedly June 12th. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. A private burial will be held in the Eastside Cemetery in Dodgeville. Friends may call at the funeral home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51, of Spring Green. Georgine A. Worthington, 91, of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Private family burial will be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Georgine A. Worthington, 91, of Richland Center. Clarence Daniel Wipf, 73, of Richland Center, died Wednesday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at Grace Life Church in Richland Center, with burial in the English Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Tuesday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at Grace Life Church Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of Mass at 11. Clarence Daniel Wipf, 73, of Richland Center. Shirley Jean Carley, 84, of Richland Center, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held Monday, June 30th at 11 o'clock at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Monday, June 30th, from 9 until the time of service at 11. Shirley Jean Carley, 84, of Richland Center.
For the at U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh.
Oh, I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, happy first day of summer. Yoo-hoo! It's the summer solstice, the longest day of the year with the most hours of sunlight. In fact, we're getting about 15 hours and 22 minutes of it, with sunset around 8:40, last light in the 9 o'clock hour. Soak it up and enjoy it, because it's cranking up the heat, the humidity, and the sunshine as we go into the weekend. Few clouds out there tonight. It'll be warm and muggy still. Lows only fall to the mid-70s. Then the winds start to pick up, too. Pulling out of the south still, they'll be gusting around 25 to 30 miles per hour tomorrow. It's a windy day, thankfully, because of the high heat and humidity, we're going to need it. Plus, abundant sunshine. Don't forget that SPF. It's strong out there. You could get sunburned rather quickly. And highs will be in the mid-90s, actual temperatures. Then you put dew points in the mid-70s on top of that. This is how you get your heat index. It's really going to be feeling like 100 to 105 degrees for highs. And what does all of this mean? Well, basically the air around you is saturated. It's muggy, it's humid, it's heavy. It can't evaporate the sweat off of you fast. So this means our internal body temperatures can rise rather rapidly because we're not cooling down as fast as we usually do. This is why it's especially important to pay attention to signs for heat-related illnesses. It sneaks up on you, and it can happen to anyone. It doesn't matter how old you are or how healthy you are, it's happened to me. This is why you gotta stay hydrated, stay in the AC, shaded areas, don't overexert yourself, and if you must, pay attention for signs. If you start to get weak, sweating all of a sudden stops. Dizzy, confusion, slurred speech, seeing stars, the next thing that's probably going to happen is you might pass out or wind up in the ER. It Extreme heat is deadly. This is why the National Weather Service puts out heat advisories, which we're all under, starting at noon tomorrow through 9 o'clock Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 88 degrees with a heat index of 92 degrees after a high today of 89 and a morning low of 62. Yesterday's high was 86 and we received 7/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1988 is 105 degrees and a record low of 37 was set back in 1963. Last year's high was 71 with a low of 63. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:45 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:21. The winds are out of the north-northwest at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.87, and we have received 7/100ths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 88 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The book of John, chapter 8, records the story of the woman caught in adultery who was brought before Jesus by the Jewish religious leaders. Wanting to stone her to death for her sin, but also wanting to trap Jesus, they told Jesus that Mosaic law said such a sinner should be stoned to death. So they wanted to know if Jesus would condemn her for her sin. Jesus looked at them and said, "The one who is without sin should be the one who throws the first rock." Dropping their rocks and walking away, they left the woman standing alone in front of Jesus, who was the only one who had never sinned and who could legitimately throw the first rock. I'm sure there was much fear in the woman, but Jesus asked, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." It doesn't say that Jesus forgave her, but it does say that he didn't condemn her, which tells me that he erased her sin so much that there was nothing less to condemn. But what Jesus said next was the most telling of his work in our lives. Jesus said to her, "Go and leave your life of sin." I've heard so many times that we're just sinners saved by grace. The sad thing is that I think Christians sometimes use that as an excuse for continuing to sin. But Jesus said, "Go and leave your life of sin." So people of God, let's live in the power of Christ and the Holy Spirit and leave our lives of sin so that those around us can see the work of Christ in us and glorify our Father in heaven.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has a look at some more spring sports athletes' postseason honors.
SWAL All-Conference baseball selections have been announced this week. Fenimore, which made it to the state tournament and lost earlier this week in a semifinal, won the SWAL with a 14-0 record under head coach Brent Scheckler, who was named Coach of the Year. Cuba City was the runner-up, 11-3. Mineral Point, 9-5. Riverdale was 7-7. Southwestern, 6-8. Boscobel, 5-9. Darlington and Iowa Grant both went 2-12.
The All-Conference First Team members include, from Boscobel, Cameron Luce, a senior. The Bulldogs made it to the WIAA sectional semifinal game this year. Riverdale, with a sophomore on the first team, Ethan Cagle, and a senior, Chase Chitwood. Also, Cuba City's first teamers include Tyson Richard, Andy Leffelholz, and Gavin Vossen. From Darlington, Maddox Goble, along with Zeke Zuberbühler, Fenimore's Tyson Starkey, Ethan Scheckler, and Casey Dressen, and Iowa Grant's Everett Zimmer and Maddox Fisher. For Mineral Point, first teamers include Clayton Yana, Brylan Lee, and Jackson Wendhausen. On the honorable mention list, Boscobel seniors Landon Hazley and Briar Wayne, and Riverdale sophomore Henry Drone. Cuba City's Henry Cruiser, along with Fenimore's McCoy Miles and Corey Dressen, along with Sean Yankee Fiedler. Mineral Point's Evan Kearns, and Southwestern's Clayton Hendricks and Carson Splinter. The Player of the Year was Ethan Scheckler, again, who helped lead Fenimore to a great season. Ethan was a senior on the team this year. I am Phil Nee with sports.
Thanks, Phil. And the WIAA State Girls Soccer Tournament continued today in Milwaukee. And in a game that was played earlier today, or a couple of games that were played earlier today, in Division III, Catholic Memorial beat West Salem by a score of 4-0. And Edgewood beat Keele by a score of 2-0 in overtime. So on Saturday at 4:30, it'll be Catholic Memorial taking on Edgewood. Currently, right now in Division II, the game that is being played features River Falls against Pewaukee, and River Falls leads in that game 1-0 in the first half. And so the winner of the Pewaukee River Falls game will take on the winner of the Brookfield Central and Sauk Prairie game that's going to be played at 7:00 tonight, and the winners of those contests will go on to the finals at 7 o'clock tomorrow night in Milwaukee.
Someone once said, don't knock the weather. 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects started. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance promise of the very best service for your insurance needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best protection available. Please visit 152 North Main or call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
And yesterday, the Milwaukee Brewers had a season split with the, or series split with the Chicago Cubs. And that was each team won one game apiece, and that's because there was a rainout on the Wednesday's game. So tonight the Brewers travel to Minnesota and they take on the Twins. And Jacob Mizorowski starts the opener of the weekend series, and that game will be played tonight with the first pitch at 7:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 6:35. The schedule shows the Packers will hold fewer training camp practices this summer. The first of those 14 practices is on the calendar to start at 10:30 on Wednesday, July 23rd. Last summer, Green Bay held 16 practices at camp. The annual family night practice at Lambeau Field is set for Saturday, August 2nd. And the Packers will hold a joint practice at home on Thursday, August 21st against the Seattle Seahawks. This will also be the final practice of training camp. Bucks veteran Bobby Portis says he's always been a team first guy, but it's time to take care of himself. Portis says he would love to return to Milwaukee, but he wants to be compensated fairly. The 30-year-old points out that he has signed many team-friendly contracts in the past. He has a $13 million option for next season, but he isn't expected to use it. Portis averaged 14 points and almost 8.5 rebounds a game last season. And Marquette sophomore Royce Parham wasn't chosen to make the final roster for the USA basketball to play in the FIBA U19 Men's World Cup. The competition takes place from June 28th to July 6th in Switzerland. Parham took part in the Colorado Springs tryout this month. He made the first cut, but wasn't one of the 15 finalists chosen yesterday. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Hogs were higher Friday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short-stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down on profit-taking and technical selling as they continued to watch weather in key U.S. growing areas. Most of the regions expected to see hotter temperatures over the next several days, but that could be beneficial to these early development stages if it doesn't persist for a long time. July beans were 6¾ lower at 1068. August was down 5¼ at 1071.5. July soybean meal was 80 cents lower at 284.10. July soybean oil was down 30 points at 54.47. Corn saw some profit-taking, monitoring development weather, expecting minimal impact in most areas from this near-term hotter turn. Export demand continues to be solid with old and new crop sales up on the week. July corn is down 4¾ at 428¾. September was 3½ lower at 425½. Wheat also saw profit-taking, giving back some of Wednesday's gains while watching the winter wheat harvest and spring wheat development weather. New crop U.S. export sales were above a week ago. July Chicago was down 6½ at 567¾. July Kansas City wheat was 8 lower at 563¼. July Minneapolis was down 7½ at 638¾. Live and feeder cattle were lower on profit-taking in the week's lower direct trade ahead of the USDA's on feed report, which was out after the close. August live was down $1.85 at $209.82. October was $1.87 lower at $207.35. August feeders were down $1.72 at $302.45. September was $1.57 lower at $302.22. And hogs were up at the pork carcass cutout value higher at midday on Friday. July lean was up 60 at $112.77. August was 45 higher at $112.45. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
Merck Empower provides dairy producers with tailored precision management to optimize milk production and quality.
It can be difficult at times to identify very early animals that are exhibiting abnormal behaviors or clinical signs. The monitoring system, be it through the collars or through the ear tags, alerts the producer or the farmer that this animal is not performing to what it would be its normal parameters. And so somebody then needs to go and look. When they are alerted, they can provide more targeted treatments and earlier treatments.
Livestock and dairy veterinarian Dr. John Champagne says it's been most helpful in identifying emerging threats, especially with the development of highly pathogenic avian influenza.
Birds that utilize our Sensov dairy monitoring system, they are able to detect abnormal changes within their cattle populations prior to those herds testing positive.
Visit productive-cows.com or contact a Merck Animal Health representative to learn the best Empower approach to keep your cows productive.
There's another light run of direct cash cattle business to finish the day Friday. Those were at $228 live in the south. That's $7 below the prior week's weighted averages. Dress deals in the north for the week were marked at $376, $4 lower than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for fairly light offerings. Choice was down $3.29 at $390.50. Select closed $236 higher at $376.95. Estimated cattle slaughter was 102,000 head, up 2,000 on the weekend, down more than 16,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the national daily direct down 266 with a weighted average of 110.46, and the western corn belt down 252 with a weighted average of 111.74. Pork values closed sharply higher, up 316 at 112.14, and estimated hog slaughter was 461,000 head, up 26,000 on the weekend, down nearly 8,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Gary Schnitke with the University of Illinois says farmers that took the enhanced or supplemental coverage options on crop insurance last season will likely see some payments.
Southern Ohio through Kentucky and through Mississippi and anything east of there, and then the western Great Plains.
More news after this.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agra America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
Extremely hot temperatures throughout much of the Midwest. Extension beef veterinarian Grant Duell with Iowa State recommends cattle producers monitor livestock.
Anytime it gets above 75, 80 degrees, they're dealing some with heat stress. And when it gets up to 95 to 100, there can be some pretty severe heat stress that they're dealing with.
USDA says fewer cattle entered U.S. feedlots in May than last year. USDA says placements on feed last month, 1.9 million head, down 8% on the year and below the average pre-report estimate. Marketings during May dropped 10%. And Iowa farmers suggest the window to market old and new crop corn could close soon. April Hemis says about 20% of her 2025 crop is already under contract.
I hate to hurry up and wait for better prices, especially this time of the year. And I will have everything off my farm by July 1st and priced.
I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Harchie Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchie Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchie Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchie Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
The impact tariffs could have on profitability. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. A farmer from eastern Iowa says he's concerned about the impact tariffs could have on the ag industry long term. On this episode, Matthew Willimack from DeWitt, Iowa says the consequences of tariffs could include challenging input purchases, trade markets turning to Brazil, and limitations for beginning farmers. More coming up on Brownfield.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide. Enter the Real Results Yield Challenge and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Content is king, especially content created and delivered by a trusted source. For more than 50 years, Brownfield has provided news and ag information to farmers. Brownfield's team of a dozen award-winning ag broadcasters works together to provide local and regional coverage, as well as national and international news and information, making Brownfield a household name for farmers. Thank you for listening.
Matthew Willimack is a sixth-generation farmer from DeWitt, Iowa, and tells Brownfield the tariff disputes have created some uncertainty for the ag industry.
I would say that to date, it's mostly just uncertainty in the markets, lower markets in corn and soybeans. Our spring input prices probably, we had locked most of that in ahead of the election even. So, this spring, I would say we weren't necessarily heavily impacted on our input side, but for sure we will be next year if this continues. So can we withstand this? Yes. How long? That's anybody's guess. And I think that's probably an operation by operation answer. Somebody that maybe entered the last year with some financial stress, they're probably going to be the first to struggle. But, if you've got a solid working capital position and financial position, you can withstand it longer. And I hope that's where my family ends up.
Willimack says for inputs moving forward, it will be pivotal to try to lock in early.
We try to lock stuff in early enough so that we have that input locked in and know we're going to get it. So availability hasn't been an issue at the co-op. We've heard lately that nitrogen can be hard to get your hands on. So that would be the one that I would say has been a little bit of a challenge. But price-wise, over the last year and a half, anhydrous ammonia or nitrogen has probably been one of the higher input costs.
Willimack says young and beginning farmers could be impacted by the tariff situation.
My son is looking to enter the farming world and be the seventh generation on our farm. It makes it very, very difficult. We're already a very capital-intensive industry, and without an opportunity like my son has to work with his family, his uncles and his grandfather and his dad, it's nearly impossible. I mean, to start a greenfield operation out of thin air is next to impossible.
And Willimack says the trade disputes could disrupt key markets for U.S. producers.
Brazil is our largest competitor. They're not going away. They have acreage to expand for at least a decade without really much effort. And then China, our largest customer, is spending a lot of money on infrastructure in Brazil to expand that market and have them be a larger customer of theirs.
He says his family will continue to closely monitor the situation. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hear a knock at the door and the night begins. 'Cause we done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers to this. Sometimes you gotta stay here, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what this is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Yeah. Welcome to my house, baby, take control now. We can't even slow now, we don't have to go out. Welcome to my house, play that music too loud. Show me what you do now, we don't have to go out. Welcome to my house, welcome to my house, welcome to my house.
Morning comes and you know that you wanna stay. Close the blinds and pretend that the time has changed. Keep our clothes on the floor, open up champagne. Let's continue tonight, come on, celebrate.
Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what this is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Yeah. Welcome to my house, baby, take control now. We can't even slow down, we don't have to go out. Welcome to my house, play that music too loud. Show me what you do now, we don't have to go out.
the path. But my house is yours if you don't want it back. Excuse me if my home is draining the sad. When these happy faces land, you can run with the cash. Home run, slam dunk, touchdown pass. Mi casa es su casa, so there ain't no holding back. Another shot of vodka, you know what's in my glass. It's my house, just relax.
Welcome to my house, baby, take control now. We can't even slow down, we don't have to go out. Welcome to my house, play that music too loud. Show me what you do now, we don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. 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 Welcome to my house.
Say I'll never change, just to go around town with some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame, gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? Turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday, some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why'd you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
That was Morgan Wallen with I'm the Problem. Before that, we had Scott Brothers featuring Eric Paisley with My House. And I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here till 8 o'clock this evening bringing you some great music. Our time right now is 5:48, and it's mostly sunny outside. The temperature, though, is pretty hot out there, 88 degrees with a heat index of 93, and it's going to be worse tomorrow, so that's why we have that heat advisory from noon tomorrow through 9 p.m. Sunday. That's for the entire WRCL listening area. Heat index values could reach near 105 during the afternoons and hold on near 80 at night. So please drink extra water, stay in the shade and air conditioning, and check on your neighbors. Definitely do that. But yeah, it's a hot one, and hope you're having a keeping yourself cool on this Friday and hope you're having a great Friday as well. Yeah, if you're going to be out and about doing things this weekend, be very, very careful, folks. Like I said, make sure you keep yourself hydrated. Also, make sure you put on plenty of sunscreen. You don't want to get yourself burned. And check on the neighbors, as mentioned, and also check on, you know, especially if they're elderly, and you're, especially if your parents are elderly, too. And, you know, relatives and friends, it's good to check on them, too, no matter what age they are, because you never know when an air conditioner would break down or anything like that. So make sure everybody is safe if you're able to, and your pets as well. So the pets need to stay cool too. So if you have the ability to do so, be sure to bring them inside so that way they can stay nice and cool. And because of that weather, we have a couple cancellations because of that. First of all, the rummage sale that was scheduled for tomorrow, and it was also scheduled for today at 15272 Willard Lane in Blue River. That has been canceled. Also, the Willow Valley United Methodist Church Strawberry Shortcake Social that was scheduled for today has been canceled as well. One event that is going on tonight, it's the 56th annual Mount Hope Dairy Days Parade, and that is being held tonight. Enjoy an ice cream social that's going on from now until 7, and the parade will step off at 7.
Se busca un hogar seguro y asequible? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin está aquí para ayudarle. Ya sea que esté alquilando o comprando, le conectamos con opciones de vivienda de alta calidad y a precios accesibles que se ajustan a sus necesidades. Todos merecen un hogar seguro y estable. Llama al 608-647-4949 hoy mismo o visítenos en línea para obtener más información. Looking for a safe, affordable place to call home? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help. Whether you're renting or buying, we connect you with quality, affordable housing options to fit your needs. Everyone deserves a safe and stable home. Let us help you find yours. Call 608-647-4949 today or visit us online to learn more.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure, but you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Cobuson Bus is hiring. It's drivers that they need.
Do you remember your school bus driver? The one who got you to school safely? Now it's your turn to make a difference. Join us at Cobuson for our open bus hiring event, Thursday, June 26, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Take a seat behind the wheel of a bus and see how easy it really is. Learn about our generous bonus program. Visit Cobuson.com for the location near you.
Cobuson Bus is hiring. It's the perfect job for me.
Midwesterners believe in hard work, learning valuable skills, and making smart decisions. We have a right to the things we are willing to work for, but we know that sometimes we all need a little help when things get tough. We believe in helping those who've been knocked down or left behind, and we do that. And so should our government. The current budget bill going through Congress is supported by people who have forgotten that they are there to work for us. Instead of giving tax dollars back to us in times and in places where we need help, they want to give it away to those who don't need it. A lot of billionaires worked hard for their money, and good for them. But our government giving them tax breaks that simply increase their wealth is not a smart decision. And it's not what Midwesterners know is fair. We all deserve the opportunity to increase our standard of living. We don't want handouts. We just want a fair shake. And this budget bill does not do that. Call your representatives and tell them that the hardworking middle class needs a budget bill that works for us. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
This Sunday, June 22nd, don't let the road signs fool you. The road to Pine Valley is open and ready to welcome you to a delicious community tradition. The Pine Valley Foundation invites you to the annual chicken barbecue at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center, serving from 11 to 1 or until it's sold out. Dine in or drive through.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks with two locations for your convenience. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Minnesota's Brooklyn Park police were seen searching the Edinburgh golf course for evidence on Friday in connection with the shooting death of Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark. Their home is next to the course. Golfers John Markgraff, Mark Ashton, and Tom Prosser were playing around when police were on the course. They tell KTSB the case is heartbreaking.
Oh, sadness.
I just feel
a tragedy.
Yeah,
it's just total disbelief.
I'm horrified that they can actually try to, it might intimidate a lot of other people to not follow their heart and mind and have to follow someone else's rules.
Well, not everyone is dreading the extreme heat this weekend. This man in New Jersey's Asbury Park says he waited months to finally get to this weather.
I've been going in the water anyway, and I, you know, love summer, and I'm patient enough to have it come along. And I appreciate the days when it's not, like, perfect because it's a little quieter for the locals, you know.
This is ABC News. More than 100 million Americans on alert as extreme heat blankets the nation this weekend. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says his city will have additional resources available, like cooling centers, as temperatures are expected to soar into the 90s Saturday with a heat index of 100 to 105. Johnson stresses the importance of checking on neighbors.
We are 1 month away from the 30-year anniversary of the 1995 heat wave, the deadliest heat wave in American history. We lost more than 700 Chicagoans. Most of them were the elderly and the poor.
There has been some concern about gas prices amid rising oil prices related to the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Here's ABC's Will Reeve with the latest data.
Right now, the average price of gas is $3.20 a gallon, but AAA says summer gas prices are the lowest they've